Could I start by asking your full name?
Blythe Alfred Eagles.
And you, Mrs. Eagles?
Violet Evelyn Eagles.
Okay. When were you born?
The exact date?
The year.
Oh, 1902.
Mm-hmm. 1899.
Okay. And where were you born?
New Westminster.
Stratford, Ontario.
Dr. Eagles, you grew up in the Lower Mainland area. Could you describe where you grew up and what you remember of Burnaby when you first knew it?
Yes, I grew up in New Westminster, and which at that time was one of the real areas of the province. It had its fire in 1898, and it had not recovered from it, and as a young boy I always remember it. Now, I grew up in New Westminster, and at that time, there were only a few schools in Burnaby at that time. There were no high school, and even when I went to high school, which was in the early teens, students of Burnaby had the alternative either of coming to the Duke of Connaught High School in New Westminster or of going to Britannia High School in Vancouver. There were only two high schools in Vancouver, Britannia and King Edward. I remember New Westminster as a boy, largely how, at that time, of course, the families had horses. And my family had the horse and buggy, and so did my two grandmothers. One grandmother had an Irish gig. And I would go with them on journeys to various places to visit various people. I can remember going with my grandmother Eagles in her gig, and we went to visit the Disney family in Burnaby, who lived on Linden Avenue. And they'd been there, he was a surveyor, and he'd been there for years and years and years even then. I don't know what's happened to them all now. His son was a surveyor, and Charlie Disney, about my age, became a mining engineer. Well, they lived on, and we would drive from New Westminster, our home, in the middle of New Westminster, and we'd go up First Street and then along 8th Avenue and then up 8th Street, or what is now the Douglas Road. And incidentally, at 8th Street, between 8th Avenue and 10th Avenue, which is the boundary of Burnaby, was the pest house. And this is where, the people who had smallpox were put. And as children, we were warned that we were not allowed to go into that pest, anywhere near that pest house. It was also the Chinese burial grounds. And that's where the so-called New Westminster Secondary School is now. And that's an interesting thing, aside from getting into Burnaby. It was the Royal City High School, then it became the Duke of Connaught High School, in different locations, of course. And then when it moved up there, it became the Lester Pearson and the Vincent Massey High Schools when they were junior and senior, and then of course they abolished those names too. And this is why it's a good idea not to name schools after people, because they're ephemeral. However, so on we came up the Douglas Road, and we would come up, and there were people, we'd go along the Edmund Street, and then up Linden Avenue, and spend the afternoon at tea and so on with the Disneys. Now, on another occasion with my other grandmother, relatives of her were in the, lived, and they, and her husband, my grandfather, my step-grandfather, really, built the old brick house, which is on Douglas Road, which was at the end of Elwell Street. Was it Elwell? No, a little lower about it.
No, I think it was Elwell.
Elwell, yes. And it's been demolished not too long ago. You may recall it on the north side of it was, and there's a big thing there. Well, that was built in the 90s. That old, and that was a stopping place at that time. Well, they were cousins of my grandmother, and I can remember going up with her and just a Democrat horse and buggy to visit them. Well, then as a young boy, I used to go with my father with him. To down into the lower, into the, all along, and down into the valley to pick up crates of strawberries. and Radbury. My father was in the grocery business, and I used to go up with him, and they'd go out to, in the evening to get pick up the strawberries to bring them into Westminster for the morning business on the early morning.
What area were they growing in?
Well, they'd be growing at Sixth Avenue and Edmonds, all there. There was quite a strawberry farm there. Oh, quite a big one. Yeah, Sixth Avenue and right in there. I forget the name of the people. And then they were all down the Douglas Road, and you got down into this area. There were quite big raspberry plantations, too, particularly over near Sprott and so on. All those areas were raspberries.
That was the time that Burnaby was known as the berry capital of BC.
Yes, I was thinking. Oh, and another thing at that time also, which exemplifies that, at the New Westminster Exhibition, which was the provincial exhibition, and the Burnaby always had a very, the youth at that time, there were the various municipalities in the province. It competed with one another. That day is gone. They no longer is this kind of rivalry. But at that, to display their municipality and their products and so on. Now, I don't know whether Burnaby ever won it or not. I don't know. But they used to put in some very interesting displays, and pictures of that will be available somewhere. New Westminster and so on, in there. And the shield that was put up was the Dewar Shield. And I think the Dewar Shield is the Dewars of Scotland, you know, who make, what's the kind of whiskey? I forget now. Anyhow, the
Scotch. Scotch whiskey.
Yeah, but I know there's a special name for it. But anyhow, but that was the shield that they used to compete for. And the berries and whatnot, and all kinds of things grown in Burnaby would be displayed. And they were wonderful displays.
So as you drove up Douglas Road, it was mainly farms on both sides?
Well, people, and yes, there would be small holdings. Small holdings, yes. People making their living, some of them, yes. And most of them grew a lot of things.